So I'd like to read from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 59. And this is page 1041 in the Red Pew Bible in front of you. And we'll be exploring this passage and then also a few other passages as well as we explore the theme of love and what does love mean for us? How is hope something that is real in our lives? How could we have hope in the darkness of the world around us, even in the darkness within us as we struggle in our lives? All right, so we're going to start with Luke 1, 39 through 55. I'll read for you. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord, what the Lord has said to her, will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations, ours included, will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." So here we are, the last Sunday of Advent. Advent is this time of getting ready, anticipating what God is up to, and this coming of hope into our lives more and more fully. And so today's theme is on hope, and or rather, all of Advent's theme is hope, and today's focus is on love. And so, love. This is a lot of things you could talk about. When I say love, you think, you know, and there are a zillion things that you think of, all right? love could be a pot roasting in the kitchen right now. Love could be children in church school, children's church, and the Sunday school teacher giving them a lesson and sharing with them God's love just by sitting down on the floor with them and not worrying about their Sunday clothes. Love can be offering someone a ride into town who's walking along in the rain. Love can be having an argument with your spouse and staying in the room. To hear her out or to hear him out. Love can be understanding someone's woes, sitting long enough to listen, to hear what they have to say, even if it makes you uncomfortable. Love can be seeing someone homeless and hungry by the side of the road and going to your favorite restaurant, buying a hamburger, French fries, and your favorite milkshake. Or better yet, asking them, what's your favorite fast food meal? And then going to that restaurant and getting it. Love can be giving an umbrella to someone who's wet and cold. Love can be holding a family member's friend, or rather a family member that are here on holiday and so glad to be worshiping together. Love can be remembering a loved one who's died, maybe with a tear in your eye, that yet another season of Christmas comes by without them to hold hands and yet to remember still. Love with many things. Children were asked, so what is love? And one little girl said, love is when my mother reads me a story, a bedtime story. And true love, she says, is when she never skips a page. They can read faster than you think they can, too. And they know the story by heart. Is love, and there are many kinds of love, but is love this passion of neurons and this biochemistry of adrenaline? The Bible calls the word for this is eros. Is love this something that's an accident that we fall into? What do we say when we love our first love, we meet our first love? We say we fall in love. It's like falling into a ditch the side of the road. It just happened to me. It was an accident. I didn't. I promise you, Mom, I didn't. There's multiple layers to that one, isn't there? So love, is love that passionate eros? Is love an emotion? A warmth that we feel, a fuzzy feeling, sort of the purring of a cat. If the cat could say, I love you scratching my back. Is love a thought, a declaration? Ali and Olga lived on a farm in Iowa. You could see what's coming. All right? Ollie and Olga lived on a farm in Iowa, and Olga, was just starved for affection from him. Holly just minded his business, and Olga was just starved for affection. So finally she blurted out, Ollie, why don't you ever say that you love me? And get my name straight. Ollie stoically responded, oh, Olga, when we married a long time ago, I said I loved you. And if I ever change my mind, I'll let you know. Okay? Or is there a different kind of love? Is there a love, it's called agape in the Bible. A-G-A-P-E is the original word. And you won't find that in the Bible, but you'll find the word love. And you'll find it in this morning's passage. We read it here. Is love like this? The Son of God come down to the planet. The infinite becoming finite. The Lord of all becoming servant. The all-powerful one becoming dependent. Give you a little peek. You all see that? A babe in a manger. is love, is compassion. It says the course of the world has carried on long enough and in too dark of a way. It's time. The time has come that my servants and prophets have paved the way. They've lowered the mountains and the hills, and they've raised up the valleys. They've made the crooked ways straight and the rough places smooth. That the time is now for the coming, my coming, to be birthed into the darkness, a light unlike the flashlights of the world, unlike the glow sticks of the world. But a light that will turn the world a whole new way. That no corner of darkness cannot be reached. That no place of hopelessness cannot be found. That no despair of hurt and pain cannot be healed. What about this kind of love? Do you think of yourself as a good lover? Do you think you're a good lover? Most of us, I think, would say, yeah, sort of somewhere on this, you know, this talking the other day with someone about the percentiles. I fall into a range. I'm about the 75th percentile. Not too bad. There are 74% that are, you know, below me who don't love as well as I do, and there are 25% above me who love better than I do. But do you consider yourself a good lover of people? Again, multiple layers to this, of course. Well, the light of Christmas is a light not just of hope to the world, but to you. That you who would like to be a great lover, even if you yearn only to be at the 75th percentile, God says, I want you to be at 100%. I want you to love like I love. I want you to love like I'm loving. I want you to be able to feel this love, and I want you to know it and experience it, and I want you to give it and give it away. Person by person, member by member, family, a body of Christ, a friend by friend in Crestwell, or wherever you live, and wherever he takes you. Now, if this is the love that you've never known, I want to talk to those of you who've never known this love for a moment. If this is you, if you feel like, you know, I've heard about it, I've even read about it, studied about it, but I haven't felt it, known it, and experienced it. If that's you, I invite you to experience it, to receive it, to let it in, to open yourself to this love right now. This moment, to let these lights, this Christ candle here is not yet lit. But if you will say, yeah, I want to receive that love, then this candle will be lit in you right now. Talk with someone you know, you love, you trust about receiving this love. Or come and see me afterward. Or come to Christmas Eve service
tomorrow night at 7 to learn more about this light and darkness. Or come to the class, Growth 101, on Sundays starting January 6th. But do it now. For those of you who've had this love and known it, experienced it, but you felt like an old candle that starts dwindling down, and you feel as though it might peter out, or even that it already has, here's just a light that promises never to fade. Once you've been given the gift of this light, it's never blown out. There's nothing that can extinguish the flame. And he will be faithful in sparking it, in bringing it to greater flame in you than just a little flame that looks as though it might peter out. God embraces you and holds his arms open to you on Christmas Day and right now, saying, I want to rekindle my hope in you, my light in you, in your life. Because you see, I not only want you to experience this love, know it, feel it, hold it, from head to toe, every moment of your life, with every decision you face, with every relationship you have, with every person that comes across your way, no matter what you're doing, no matter the struggles you face, to know the light, to be impassioned as a light is a passion. God says, be passionate with me and my flame. And if that's you, come to the class, Growth 101, or claim this right now. Now, if you've known this flame, this love, and you've been at it a while, God says, I don't just want you to be a good lover. I want you to be a perfect lover. But not through your love, but mine. I want my flame aflame in you. I want my light to be so bright in you that it shines through your eyes, your words, your movements, through your pores. And presence of me with you. Now, in darkness, as many of us face, there are many fears, both our own and those we live with, of doubt, of wanting to control the flame, to keep it in a certain way, even to trim it and to play with it, breathe on it. But God is saying, let me be your love. Let it burst in flames in you. Because if you have any fear, this love, my love, won't be there. A measure of maturity, talked earlier about this percentile. The measure of maturity is, do I have fear? Or am I going to let his perfect love cast out all fear, as the Bible says? Am I going to let his perfect love overwhelm me and my fear? And whatever fear I have, I'll throw it to him and let him light it and use it for good. So he says, God says, practice this love. Practice it. Some of you have a practice of getting up in the morning and making coffee. Some of you use cream, some of you use milk, some of you use sugar. Well, God is saying, make my love be your practice. Practice it on someone today. This Christmas season, let this light be at work in you, however he moves you. But practice it. Do it. God is love. And when you practice love, you're practicing God. You're practicing your godliness. And you're letting God shape you and use you. And I hear you wondering, well, I might mess it up. It might be awkward if I talk to someone that I don't like or a family member that I'm having conflict with. It might not go well. I might mess it up. Well, let me tell you something. You will. But don't let that stop you. Don't let that stop you. The power of his love is a power that overcomes. It's a power that uses you in your best and your worst. If you'll just practice it and let him perfect it in you, that all who see you may see his love and yours.